Will there be another dropping shoe when it comes to our debt troubles?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon in for Jeremy Hobson. Even as the Senate prepares to take up the debt ceiling compromise, fears persist there could be more to worry about, that Uncle Sam could lose that all-important AAA credit rating. We're yet to hear from Standard & Poor's, which has been warning of a 50-50 chance of a downgrade without some kind of meaningful deficit reduction. Meantime, Medicare cuts are back on the table as part of this plan, and we got a whiff of the possible impact yesterday. Some nursing home stocks plunged more than 50% in value. Gregory Warner joins us live from our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia. And Gregory, how is it that nursing homes are taking a hit here?
Well, this wasn't directly part of the debt ceiling deal, though it may say a lot about the changing mood in Washington. So this story actually starts back in October when Medicare changed the way it pays nursing homes. So instead of paying them per procedure, they told them, okay, put your patients in categories. So you got medium need patients, high need patients, ultra high. And the higher the need, the more Medicare would pay. So what happened immediately out of the blue? The number of medium need patients dropped and the number of high and ultra high patients shot up. And Medicare was shelling out an extra $2 billion to nursing homes on a proposal that wasn't supposed to add anything to the budget. So Medicare announced it would be cutting its rates by almost $4 billion next year, and stocks reacted.
How did that seemingly small change, though, hurt the healthcare industry and their stock prices so much?
Well, $4 billion isn't small, but I think this does bring us back to the debt deal, because in this case, nursing homes really expected to be able to soften the cuts, but lobbying didn't really work this time as expected. So now the healthcare industry is eyeing Washington's new cost-cutting mood and looking at that $1.5 trillion in proposed cuts next year, and they're wondering, you know, how much are we going to be carrying on our backs?
Marketplace's Gregory Warner in Philadelphia. Thanks.
Thanks.
Let's see how the global markets are taking all this. Back to reality for stocks around the world as investors fret over the U.S. economy. London is down 0.33% this morning. Frankfurt has lost 0.5%, and Tokyo closed 1% higher or lower. There may be a bright side of sorts, though. Oil prices are down as well on worries of slower growth and lower demand. When you pay your mortgage, the money usually goes to a mortgage servicer, which you might not even pay attention to when everything's going okay. Fall behind, though, and you'll probably have to go through that servicer. Today, the Senate Banking Committee holds a hearing on new national standards for servicers. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
At the height of the housing crisis, some mortgage servicers hired robo-signers who approved foreclosures without checking the paperwork. Consumers couldn't figure out who to call to get a loan modification to prevent foreclosure. John Taylor heads the National Community Reinvestment Coalition, a consumer group. He says new national rules would force mortgage servicers to communicate better and more clearly with borrowers.
So people know what to expect.
Servicers would have to provide borrowers with one contact person. They'd have to make a good faith effort to avoid foreclosures. Steve O'Connor is a senior vice president at the Mortgage Bankers Association. He's okay with the idea of national standards.
And when you get to the finer details, there may be some differences of opinion on how you actually implement some of the pieces.
Like whether servicers can negotiate a loan modification and file for a foreclosure on the same borrower at the same time. There are plenty of other sticking points, but O'Connor agrees with Taylor that national standards would level off foreclosures and stabilize the housing market. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation, supporting customer choice and clean, efficient energy sources and technologies, working with customers nationwide to create a sustainable energy future. Constellation.com. By LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
They've got an escalating problem in the nation's capital. I mean an escalating problem. The city's metro subway system is trying to fix trouble with its broken escalators. Some of them stretch for hundreds of feet, meaning long walks up long staircases during a long, hot summer. David Schultz of station WAMU reports.
At Union Station, one of Metro's busiest stations, there are two escalators leading out of the platform. One of them is under construction, and the other is shut down, which means it's essentially just a set of stairs. A really, really long set of stairs. Ashley Kristoff uses this station every day.
So this has been a small nightmare for the last, I think, 4 months.
Kristoff points to a plywood barrier surrounding the escalator under construction, with posters on it detailing why it's out of commission.
I think it's a mix of Metro trying to look like they're doing something so people aren't upset and it looks like we're making repairs, but I think it actually just makes people more angry more than anything.
Metro has almost 600 escalators, and according to its own numbers, only 60% are functioning at any given time. It's even worse when the weather's bad.
If it rains, outside units, I'm sorry to say, most of them will cut off. The handrails slip, the brakes are wet, and it will cut off.
That's Tim Hopeful, a Metro escalator technician, speaking at a labor town hall meeting. Metro's escalators are long. One is 230 feet, the longest escalator in the Western Hemisphere. When those escalators shut down, only the most athletic of riders can climb up them.
And I know that a lot of this is design. And a lot of people have complained, and now Metro is listening.
Metro has plans to spend more than $130 million over the next 6 years to rehabilitate many of its escalators. In the meantime, Washingtonians are praying it doesn't rain. In Washington, I'm David Schultz for Marketplace.
Finally this morning, parents, do you know where your children are? That old public service announcement is being given a new twist by General Motors. The carmaker plans to offer a new option that will let owners of vehicles with its OnStar system log on to a site and track the travels of their teenage drivers. Now, don't get the wrong idea. The head of OnStar says this isn't so much a way for parents to spy on their kids. Think of it as staying connected to family members when they're on the road. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
You lose a job, it's not just a paycheck that goes.
All the markers of identity and dignity are trashed in a way when you lose a job. It's not a joke.
We're not laughing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Humiliation, next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.